ask if there are ask for nominations to elect a vice chairman of the council, please. Councillor
Lady Smith. I'd like to nominate Councillor Shirley Smart for vice chair.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Dunley. Yeah. Councillor Vanessa Chetron.
I would like to nominate Councillor George Cameron.
You and a seconder.
Are there any members wishing to speak in support of the nominations? Okay, so we'll go to Councillor Bailey Smith, Councillor Lundy, and then we'll go to Councillor Stewart.
I'll be very brief. Councillor Shirley Smart has served on this council since her first election in 1989, I believe. At that point, I was just 7 years old. She has been an absolute stalwart of this council. She has never, in all of those years, served as chairman, and I think she thoroughly deserves the place of vice chairman of this council.
Thank you, Councillor Lumley.
Brodie.
It's all right, I'm getting used to it myself. Councillor Smart is already referred to. She's probably the longest serving member of this council, having first been elected to it in 1989. I may be wrong on that, but I think it is. And Shirley, I moved here in 1989. It's that long since I've been terrorising Conservatives on the island. But you got to know Shirley's name very rapidly, and you got to know who she was. And we weren't particularly close in those days. The party and my party didn't always get on very well in the 1990s. Probably still not really. But she became leader of the council in the late 1990s, and I think she went through a very difficult time from 2001 to 2005 with what had started as a home council and became Ireland First. She returned to the council a few years after 2005 and has served as an executive member in recent years. I know Shirley primarily, though, as a fellow Newport councillor and somebody who, with me, and somebody who sadly is discredited now, helped establish Newport Parish Council in 2008. And Shirley and I worked together on that throughout that period, having been founding members of that council. And Shirley, I appreciate Shirley because she doesn't beat around the bush, she doesn't flannel me, she tells me when I'm wrong, but we tend to see the world with similar eyes. And one of the things that strikes me when I look, because I'm quite into history and you know, tradition and stuff like that, she is the longest serving member of this council who's never been chair of it. And I just think that it would be appropriate that after your term chair, and I hope it will only be a year, no offence to you, but I don't agree with 2 year terms, as you know, I would hope that we could then go to somebody else, even longer serving than you, chair. And I think Shirley deserves this role. It's a role that is neutral, it doesn't matter politically who sits up there, because we quite clearly have an overwhelming majority administration for the next 4 years. I think it would be a great honour to Shirley. And Shirley's had some battles in recent years and in the past, and I think it would be a real thank you by this council, from this council, on behalf of the Isle of Wight, to Shirley Smart, for everything she's committed in her life to the Isle of Wight community. I urge you to support her. Thank you very much, Chair. Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Brodie. Councillor Stewart.
So, Chair, I think the other proposer wishes to speak.
Councillor Churchman.
Thank you, Chair. I've proposed George Cameron. I've known George since 2005. We were both elected together to the council for the first time. He's always worked so hard in his ward. He's a real community councillor. He isn't as noisy as me, and his light has often been hidden under a bushel. But believe you me, he's worked hard. Unfortunately, he was unable to be here tonight, but he is absolutely, dare I use the word, gobsmacked to be suggested as the vice chairman. I know that our current chairman, Councillor PC Wilcox, gets on very well with George, and teamwork is really going to be of the essence over the next months, let alone years. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Winehouse.
Yes, Chairman, I've had the privilege and pleasure of knowing George Cameron ever since the day I first moved to the island, more than 14 years ago. He's been a good personal friend. He's a diligent ward worker. He is quite humble. He doesn't seek the limelight. He helps those who need his assistance, regardless of party. He's a great example of what a good ward councillor should be. I think many of his close friends know that he suffered some very serious health problems a few years ago. He's come through those now, and I think he's right that we should acknowledge his community service and his many decades of service to the people of the West White, in particular, Freshwater, Totland, Freshwater Bay. He's extremely well known there, and the West White does tend to get overlooked, as those of us who live to the west of Newport do often observe. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Joe Simmons.
Thank you, Chairman. It's right to support Councillor Smart's to be the next Vice Chairman's Council. I too have known Shirley for many years, and I was elected myself to Newport Parish Council, one of the founding members, in 2008, and Shirley and I shared a ward just before the ward boundaries changed, and I have to thank her for holding my hand as a rookie member, having just been a community campaigner. I didn't really know anything about local government at all, but I soon found out. I have to thank Shirley for holding my hand during those times. And when I often think of Shirley, I just think of dedication, because she is just stalwart. She's always there. She's never misses, I don't miss meetings. She's led at the Newport Parish Council planning meeting, as well as doing all her executive work for the last 4 years. So I can't think of a better person to do this role at this moment in time. And she deserves it. I think it'd be a good, great honour for her.
Thank you. Councillor Barry.
Thank you. I first was elected to this council in 93, and Shirley was already, she was already on the council when I first met her. There's nobody in this council chamber tonight that deserves this position more than Shirley Smart. If there is such a thing as taking a turn, some people take more turns than others, but if there is such a thing as taking a turn, tonight is Shirley's turn. And I would urge everybody here, with any feeling at all, to vote for Shirley.
Thank you. Councillor Barry, Councillor Stewart.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Listening to my colleagues, the first thing we know is whoever we choose, we are going to get a competent, experienced councillor who has done good service to the island, so it's a choice situation. I know you yourself have sat for 2 years in the vice chair, knowing, I'm sure, in your heart that the role you wanted was the chair of the council, and glad you're there now. There is a protocol in the council that has been followed by some and not necessarily by others, that the position of vice chair, when you have a chair who is, in your case, an independent, will then go to an alternative group. Councillor George Cameron, for me, provides that opportunity, whether it's a 1 year or a 2 year, and I listen to what Councillor Brodie said. I think there's a point to be considered in due course. So I'm going to support Councillor Cameron to be vice chair, knowing that in the next round he will be up for a chair. I did sit and discuss this with him. He was very honoured to be asked. I also briefly discussed it with you, because I too think that if you have a deputy in any form, it is really important you work well as a team, and you confirmed that you felt that would be suitable, and that's not to say you wouldn't be with Councillor Smart. So that's my rationale for voting in the way that I will, and that's all I need to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Howe.
Here we go again.
Thank you. They probably put that there because I didn't think I was going to say anything tonight. I've known Shirley since I first started on that council in 2001. She's been fantastic. She's been somebody that's always been there to help anybody, advise them. She's never forced anybody to vote in any direction, even as leader. She was quite happy if you felt it wasn't fair. She never went against you. I think she was fine. She's somebody that served as councillor for many, many years, right through the Steve Ross days. And I really think that you should consider her for the dedication that she's given to this council over many years, because it's all very well saying, oh, somebody's done this and somebody's done that, but this person has done it many, many years, has always dedicated themselves to this council, and I really think you should consider her for this time as deputy leader. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Howe. I'm now going to move to the vote. Can I have all those in favour of Sherry Smart, please, and Helen Rory out the names. Thank you.
Councillor Andre, Councillor Baker-Smith, Councillor Downer, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Howe, Councillor Medland, Councillor Smart, Councillor Lilly, Councillor Brodie, Councillor Barry, Councillor Garrett, Councillor James Evans, Councillor Love.
And please, can we have the vote in favour of George Cameron?
Councillor Abraham, Councillor Axford, Councillor Beston, Councillor Brading, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Mosdell, Councillor Merwin, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Peace, Councillor Perks, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Seeley, Councillor Stewart, Councillor Tyndall, Councillor Ward, Councillor Whitehouse, Councillor Whittle.
That's 13 votes in favour of Councillor Smart and 20 for Councillor George Cameron. So I declare that George Cameron is duly elected as Vice Chairman of the Council. At this point, I would normally put a chain of office on George, but as he's not here, I won't be doing that. So we move on.